Good morning.
Wake up.
You're on iMornings.
With Corradula.
Breakfast rolled.
All the crack crammed into one bite.
Hey, what's going on? Welcome along. It's our podcast for the show and all the bits and pieces that we enjoy doing today of a Wednesday, the 13th, knock on wood, I'm looking for some, of August. You're right over there.
I'm tip-top, Tommy. How you doing?
Good. So we had a lot of fun on the show, including one thing that you did for your Wind Up Wednesdays, which we will get to, which you don't want to miss.
I'm pretty mortified, to be honest. Like, pretty, like, scarlet for me, ma, for having me, like, wanting to climb into a hole and never be seen again. Scarlet for me. Yeah.
I have to admire your kahunas. Like, you've got balls of steel.
I do at the time, but then afterwards I'm like, what were you doing? Look at the actual cut of you. Stay to you.
Because I didn't know what was going on. And then when the video emerged, you sent me a message saying, I'm mortified. What if Liam and Noel see this and comment on it? I'm like, isn't that the idea?
No, but I'm afraid they'd say something derogatory. But actually, I wouldn't care. Like, because if they saw it, they'd be like, give that lady a ticket.
Yeah. Anyway, that is on the way. First off, though, there was a man who ordered something online and it didn't go according to plan.
Did you ever see those novelty cushions and blankets that you can get pictures printed on? You order them online. We got one for Elizabeth for she wanted so we're just trying to think of a kind of a quirky present for her for Christmas one year.
Mm-hmm.
So it's, you know, like a sequins pillow, and when you rub your hand on the sequins,
the picture
changes. So we got a picture of Seven, her dog.
Aww.
All right, so that was cute. That was perfect. It arrived. Absolutely loves it. Sits in its pride place on the floor under some clothes somewhere in her room. You know her teenagers. God damn it.
Wardrobe.
So there was a man who had the same idea. He's like, do you know what? He likes his dogs. He's got a whole lot of greyhounds. Sent off the pictures off to one of these websites and wanted blankets made of pictures of his greyhounds.
That is so sweet.
And it arrived, dude. Could you imagine the excitement of it arriving in you get the box and you're unwrapping it just like, who's this family? Somebody messed up big time because a picture of this entire family on his blankies for himself and his doggies.
Oh my God, that would be so creepy.
He's no idea who they are. And so he did eventually find out who they were, reached out to them to see, did they get the pictures of his doggies? They're like, no, we got our pictures of our family, which is also a bit weird, you're getting pictures of your people on your blankets. But anyway, so he decided he's just going to keep these.
He's just going to keep the family.
He's just going to keep the pictures of the family.
Oh God, that is kind of creepy.
He's just lucky that it wasn't rude pictures that somebody sent off to me.
Remember back in the day, the bygone days when we were kids and you had actual cameras that you had to bring into a print shop and to develop, and you'd have to wait a couple of days and you'd be so excited waiting for your pictures of you and all your friends.
Did you ever get somebody else's pictures?
Yeah, I did, yeah.
Were they...
Nah, they were boring, but I was raging because I never got mine.
Ever?
No, never.
Oh,
yeah.
Mm-hmm. Crikey. Bring back 1 hour photos.
Oh, yeah.
Come here, am I dreaming? But like, do you ever remember 1 hour glasses? Do you?
No.
So you go to the opticians. Maybe I'm dreaming. Maybe this is just one of those Mandela effect things, but I'm pretty sure you used to be able to go in and get your eyes tested and your prescription and your glasses would be made within an hour. And now it takes an entire week to get them done.
Yeah, an hour?
An hour.
Superhuman.
Yeah, the machine's there. I don't know what the hell. Maybe I'm dreaming.
You're on iMornings.
With Corradula.
Breakfast rolled.
All the crack crammed into one bite.
Have you ever ordered anything online that it arrived and was completely different?
Yeah.
Yeah?
Mm-hmm.
You're going to share it with us? You're just going to say, yep?
Yeah, no, I remember I ordered an eyeshadow palette, a brown one, and I got like this pink and purple and green neon one.
Well, maybe if you mix it all up, it would become brown.
No, but it was fine because they let me keep it and then they sent me out the one I actually wanted.
Nice.
So winning.
Yeah. Mm-hmm. I know somebody who ordered what they thought was like a sun deck chair. You know, like a deck chair for sunning out in the garden.
Yeah.
It arrived in a tiny little packet and it was a mobile phone holder.
Oh my God. Be so careful. So careful.
There was another story of a guy who thought he bought an Xbox and it arrived, but it was actually just a picture of an Xbox.
That is so scaldy.
Mortified.
I'd be on to the citizens' advice about that.
He did get his money back, so it's good. Come here, check it out. It's Scally's Alley.
Scally's Alley with Kevin Egan Cars.
Jonas Scally is a live and breathe. What is going on today in Scally's Alley? What are you asking us?
Today we're asking, according to a study, 10% of Irish people do this once a day, but most of us do it once a week.
Ooh.
What is this?
Once a day, but most do once a week.
10% do it once a day, but most people do it once a week.
Interesting.
Interesting.
All right, let's get some guesses on 087 112 107. Una, my friend, what are you saying?
Oh, my God.
Only 10% of people dance once a day.
There's only so many times you can watch Magic Mike.
Yeah.
Or is there?
It's not Magic Mike in it.
Okay. Can I have another guess? Are you all right there, Magic Mike?
Dying, Mike.
Yeah, right. Sorry, I just choked on some threads that was taking my t-shirt off. Oh.
Please don't.
I'm offended. Imagine going to HR, like, I went to strip for Una and she said don't.
It triggered me and my feelings. Is it get a takeaway?
Oh, yeah.
Once a day?
Well, you
10%
know.
Of people might, yeah. So.
Who's loaded?
But like when you get a takeaway coffee, we get a takeaway coffee once a day.
Or a sandwich.
Yeah.
For lunch once a day. Takeaway coffee?
Maybe not. No. But you know what I mean. Some people might get, you know, a takeaway. Every day, because they're
like
very
cooking.
Busy people.
Don't like cooking. Yeah.
Is that the answer?
It's not the answer, no.
Is it contact HR?
You do that daily. You're in the
10%. Oh, he does. He's always above an HR moaning.
Hi, Radio, hello.
Hi, this is HR here.
How's it going? How are you today?
Just checking, is everything okay?
Well, I said to Una, I was about to take my shirt off, and she says, please don't.
Okay.
Bye. Okay, it's not cooking. All right, I have a guess. Is it refreshing the tracking page for an online order, but 47 times a day.
Oh, to see if it's moved anymore.
Yeah. But no, it's
still
it's
in the warehouse.
Saying, still out for delivery. It's like, oh, yeah, but is it whole? Is it there yet?
No, well, no. Okay. It's not that, no. Good guess, though.
Oh, thank you. 087-1102-107. The question we ask is...
According to a study, 10% of Irish people do this once a day, but most of us do it once a week. What is it?
Hey, Donal Scally, what are you asking?
I was asking, according to a study, 10% of Irish people do this once a day, but most do it once a week.
Interesting. 087-1102-107. The guesses are coming in fast and furiously.
Is the answer washing your hair? Because I'd definitely be in that words once a week. But I know people that do it once a day. Just wondering. Amy from Mayo.
Thank you very much, Amy from Mayo. Yeah. Once a day, wash your hair.
I have to wash my hair now once a day. It's so annoying.
It is for a girl, I'd say, more than a guy. I couldn't not wash my hair once a day. It just feels weird.
Yeah. Oh, really? I loved it when I could go for days, a week, without washing my hair. Just put a bit of dry shampoo.
It's
actually bad. It's not great to be washing your hair all the time because of the oils and stuff.
Yeah, that's supposed to be true, yeah.
I know, but I'm just saying, do you not get really itchy in your head? I'm itching now just the thoughts of not having me hair washed.
Oh, yeah. Just get over that.
You deal with the itch, and you know what? If it gets scabby and stuff, it's fine.
It doesn't get scabby.
It's not hair now, no.
Okay.
Do 10% of Irish people do a small grocery shop every day while the rest do it once a week? Nettie and Melissa from Drogheda.
Do you know what, Nettie? Oh, I hear you. Do you know, I always feel that it's more beneficial to do it once a week.
Yeah, it is, but I prefer doing it once a day.
I hate doing it once a day.
You'd spend way more money when you're doing it once a day.
Well, you know, like, you know the way we were at Gallivanting yesterday and we're in Kilcock and I went into the supermarket. I felt like I did a full shop. All I did was pick up a roast chicken.
Oh, it was already cooked, was it?
Yeah, I was very lazy yesterday.
Lazy.
It was 5 o'clock though, Una. I was like, I don't have time to be cooking a chicken.
Do you not do your weekly shop and then just get a few bits daily? Do things like that.
I would normally do the weekly shop and then that's
it. He's got a spreadsheet.
Oh, yeah.
True. He goes into the shop and he's got a spreadsheet. He knows exactly where everything is. Nerd.
That is true. Yeah, it's not shopping.
Suddenly, being organised is nerdy. Oh, what are you going to do? Be a nerd and be a multi-billionaire? You're a nerd. You nerd with all your billions of money.
Billions of money.
Yeah, all nerds are millionaires, Una.
Right.
Look at Elon. Look at his rockets. Look at his electric cars.
I'm jealous of your organisational skills. How about that? I wish I was an organised person and the chaotic energy wasn't around.
It's very big of you.
Yes.
It's not the grocery.
All right, let's get one more guess.
Morning. It's Ricky here in Sligo.
What? Okay.
Today's Scally's Alley is a bit of a tricky one.
It is.
Seems not as the old switch swoo.
You.
I wonder, would it be...
Switch swoo. Is that what you were talking about, Una, with the old, how are you doing?
Jiggy, jiggy.
Yeah.
The changing their bed sheets.
Oh, what's the day?
Oh, no.
So that's You'd be a bit strange now if you're doing that every day now. They must have OCD or something.
Yeah, mate.
Could be washing their hair or even changing their underpants.
Brilliant. Once a week, change underpants.
Oh. Stop the lights.
Yeah, not changing underpants, no. It's not changing the bed sheets. Are you supposed to do it every 2 or 3 days?
Your underpants, yeah.
No.
Turn them inside
out. You're not supposed to change your bed sheets every 2 or 3 days.
There was a study that came up, it was every 3 days or something, every 3 or 4 days maybe.
That's just bad for the environment.
Oh,
all
yeah.
The washing and everything. Once a week is optimal, but once every 2 weeks is fine. It's absolutely fine.
If you have a dog in the bed, at least once a day.
She's at the bottom of the bed.
Ugh.
And then she's, and she's clean. She God. Is so clean.
Let's get the actual answer because we're running fast out of time here, gang.
The actual answer, 10% of Irish people hoover up once a day, but most people just do it like once a week. It's hoovering up, vacuum cleaner job.
Yeah, once twice a week. Grand job.
You got dogs? Yeah. Twice a day.
Missed the show?
No biggie.
We've rolled up all the best bits.
This is iMornings with Cooper and Una.
Breakfast rolled.
One thing that we do every week on the show. One thing that we do every week on the show, which is people sending messages to Una looking for advice, and that is Auntie Una. Today's, it divided everybody because there was a relationship in trouble over Oasis tickets.
It is now time for Auntie Una, so we will be looking for your help on whatever dilemma this is on 087-1102-107. Una.
Hey Auntie Una, I'm absolutely so raging. My boyfriend is off to Oasis with his pals while I'm stuck at home ticketless. I feel your pain. The real kicker, he got 2 tickets and gave the other one to his best friend because somehow he owed him for getting him an Electric Picnic ticket last year. Apparently that's bro code, bruh. Ugh. But like, I'm his girlfriend. We're supposed to be moving in together in the next couple of months. I'm having my doubts now if he could leave me down so easily. Seriously thinking about giving him the flick. What do you think I should do? Wow.
That's an awful lot to be angry about, to be considering not moving in with them. Like,
are you... It's Oasis. He had 2 tickets. She's his girlfriend.
I know, but come on. Like, if you're going to let, like, the reunion of 2 lads who don't like each other split up your loving relationship...
They do... They may not like each other, but they're brothers, so they love each other, okay? They don't like each other, but they love each other. Listen, I would be raging as well, you know... The red mist, I call it. And when the red mist descends, you have to let it run its course. So maybe you threaten to dump him unless he gives you a ticket or something like that. No, joking. I'm joking. I'm so joking. Just breathe. Because when you're mad, you should really breathe and take a day or two and don't make any rash decisions. I would, however, be plotting some kind of revenge. Like, you know, wait in the long grass. Smile, and a villain be. And for the next year, when he asks for something, right?
Yeah.
You just say, listen, some people get Oasis tickets and some people don't get any cuddle time.
Oh, wow.
I guess that person is you. So you can use this as leverage for a long time. I mean, it's pretty big.
Oh, the old withhold trick.
Withhold. But I mean, you know, I can totally understand. I wouldn't be dumping him, but I can totally understand why she's hurt. Like, that's her boyfriend and he gave the ticket to his best pal.
Who's he no longer, though? Do you know what I mean? Like,
is this like, who do you love more? Your best pal or your girlfriend?
Like, did you grow, like, he could, right, all right. I'm just like, I'm not taking a side here.
No, sitting on the fence.
That's my political view. Yeah. Well. I just sit in the fence. Mm-hmm. Come here. So he could have grown up with this person who's his best friend, okay? And maybe they grew up and they grew up listening to Oasis. And this is maybe their only time that they're getting an opportunity to see them. And maybe how long is he with his girlfriend? If they're only considering moving in now, like he obviously isn't with it that long. So
we don't know that. And look, obviously there's a case for the best friend as well because he gave him the ticket for Electric Picnic last year.
Yeah.
But I can definitely understand the kind of like the little kind of sadness and the kick in the tummy is like, oh, you're giving it to him and not me.
But should she not be like, you know, go and have fun with your friend?
Oh yeah, exactly. Do that. Be like, yeah, you go and have fun with your friend when you come back.
I don't mean it like that.
Yeah, yeah. That's odd. That's my opinion. 087-1102-107. What should Claire do? She's raging.
She is raging.
Yeah.
Should Claire just let it go, or should she dig her claws in and seek some sort of revenge?
Give me the ticket.
Or do the whole withhold. 087-1102-107. What should Claire do? Her fella has an Oasis ticket, but he's going with his best buddy. Fair. Auntie Una this morning, this is what's going on. Oasis fans, heads up on this one.
Okay, so Claire is absolutely, she's raging because her boyfriend got two tickets for Oasis and he gave one to his best friend.
Yeah.
And Claire is really hurt that he didn't give it to her, but he owed his best friend because his best friend got him electric picnic tickets last year.
Mm.
But Claire is still like, do you know, I'm really hurt, I'm his girlfriend. And she's like, should I give him the flick over this? Do you know, I think it's a lot of anger talking, Claire, because you're hurt, you're angry. I think you should just wait, chill out for a while. Like I said, wait in the long grass and you'll get him back, girl.
Okay, there's loads of WhatsApps coming in. Let's play this one. 087-1102-107. What do you think she should do?
Surely it should go to the one who's the most hardcore or Oasis fan, like. So if the friend only kind of mediocre likes them and the girlfriend loves them, your man's been an absolute let the girlfriend go.
Yeah.
But if the girlfriend doesn't really like them and the bestie loves them, let the bestie go. Just give it to whoever's going to appreciate it more. That's what it's all about, isn't it?
Yes.
They should. The boyfriend should do an Oasis quiz, a quiz off.
100%. There should be a quiz.
Yeah, 100%. And whoever gets the most answers correct gets the tickets. That is fair and square.
Yeah, like even if it came down to, like if it was a tie at the end, you've got to do an Oasis karaoke off and you have to get every single word right for the songs. Yeah,
I'd love that.
I would lose that.
Yeah, you would.
Because I'm rubbish at remembering things. Yeah, listen, that is that's pretty good advice. Whoever's the biggest Oasis fan, she'll go.
She'll get the ticket, yeah.
And a little Oasis quiz could be brilliant. And do it in front of like your family and friends. Like make a night of it.
Yeah, they don't have much time now to organise it, but no, yeah.
They don't. And I suppose when it comes down to the crux of it, Una could enter this and you could...
Yeah, I could be... I'll enter the quiz, okay? Just for fairness and propriety. I'll go down and if I get the most questions right, Claire, do you know what? Wouldn't it be great now if I just got the ticket and you wouldn't be jealous of your man and that would be lovely. So consider that. Talk to your fella about that now.
Jealous of her fella going off on a night out to Oasis with you?
Oh, well.
Strap yourselves in, kid. It's going to get wild.
Me and Claire will go.
087-1102-107. What do you reckon she should do?
She's thinking about giving him the flick now. Sorry, just needed to add that in. So Claire has been in touch and she's absolutely seething at the moment because her boyfriend got tickets to Oasis. He gave one to his best pal.
What a legend.
Because he owed his best pal for an electric picnic ticket last year. But Claire is saying, listen, I'm his girlfriend. She's really hurt. They're about to move in together and she's like, oh, you know, thinking of giving him the flick. But I think that's more the hurt talking than anything and you know, a little bit of anger.
So jealousy more like. Maybe jealousy. Of the relationship that she has that he has with his friend.
But I'm just telling her she should just wait in the long grass. Wait in the long grass. And then when he wants something, you just say, oh, some people get to go to Oasis and other people don't get cuddles. So there you go. That's you.
Liam says he should leave Claire. She sounds like a headache.
Oh, Liam, harsh. Poor Claire.
Yeah. Claire, calm down.
She's just a huge Oasis fan. With feelings.
She loves Wonderwall. She knows this.
You don't know. She knows all of the songs.
Bet you she doesn't. All right, okay.
I think realistically what should happen is the boyfriend should put the girlfriend and the best friend into a room and shut the door. Whoever comes out is going to Oasis. I think that's the best thing they can do in that situation.
Fight it out.
But you wouldn't know what would happen in the room. They could fall in love.
Oh, hang on a second. Are you saying that there could be love in that little room?
A little bit of... Oh, yeah. Uh-huh.
Coming out, team.
Love for Oasis.
We're going to live forever.
Yeah.
Okay. I think what you should do is get a picture of the Coldplay couple that were having the affair.
Yeah.
And you should alter it so that it's your fella and his best friend at the Oasis concert. Just so he knows that you he's betrayed you.
He hasn't betrayed. Oh, no.
Yeah, do it.
That is so funny. All right. Thank you so much for all the WhatsApps.
You're on iMornings with Greg Duda.
breakfast rolled.
All the crack crammed into one bite.
Well, this is the moment we've all been waiting for. It's the bit that where Una has been trying to get Oasis tickets and trying absolutely everything she can to get them. And with Wind Up Wednesdays, instead of calling somebody, she went and she'd admit this, made a fool of herself. Did it work, though? Did she get the tickets?
It's Wednesday morning where we do Wind Up Wednesdays, where Una absolutely loves this. Loves winding people up. Loves doing a prank call. Loves when you nominate somebody on 087 1102 107 and you can get yourself an exclusive iRadio Una Wind Up Wednesday goodie bag.
Yep.
she writes Wind Up Wednesday on it. So here's the deal. You usually do a phone call, but you have a different mission in mind today.
So for this week's Wind Up, I took it up a notch. I brought it to a whole nother level.
Go on.
And there's a slightly selfish reason in this, I suppose. So as you know, I've been the victim of a crime. There was an injustice committed. I did not get an Oasis ticket.
Oh, not this.
Yeah. But by hook or by crook, I will get into Croke Park for that gig. So obviously I have come up with a string of ideas of how I'm going to get in there. So I tried to source an ice cream van to get me into Jones's Road. Apparently you need like permits and licenses and all that boring stuff. So that wasn't a runner. Dressed up as a guard yesterday with high vis, but apparently it's a crime to impersonate a guard.
It is.
Yawn.
Boring.
So I was left with no choice. I had to rely on the artiste within me. So I wrote a song channeling my inner Liam Gallagher.
Okay.
And I'm really hoping Liam gets to hear this, or he gets to see himself and Noel get to see the video and decides to give me a ticket because they know I'm so worthy of one. Just so like basically, that, yeah. Basically is what I'm trying to say is
yeah.
I rocked up to a DID electrical shop with a Bluetooth speaker and mic and I sang, wait for it.
Go on.
DID's electric.
That's very clever.
I know. I know.
Well, why DID? Just because.
Because that's the song.
Okay.
And I thought that they'd. I thought that they might give me a ticket for being so nice about their writing a song for them.
Yeah.
And they did. You know, maybe they thought it was strange. I just came into the shop, but you know.
All right. Well, let's
find out. Let's listen.
Did it work?
Yeah.
All right. Here's Wind Up Wednesdays.
Liam Gallagher here. I'm outside. DID's electric because I've written a new song because I'm coming to Croke Park. Now come on in our kids, yeah, come on. Alright, DID's electric, up Man City. DID's electric, they've got fridges, they're oh so majestic, and the tellies, they're just so gigantic. Alright our kid, and I need more time because the queue
Oh, Carol, that is ballsy, if
yeah,
I don't mind saying.
That was ballsy. I got some funny looks in there, all right.
So, like, you literally just sang that at the top of your voice.
I just sang that into a mic and a Bluetooth speaker in okay. a DID's electric shop.
I am dying to find out, did it pay off and did you get tickets?
No.
Oh my god. So,
but it's okay.
Okay.
It's okay because I have a plan. I have several plans, right?
Yeah.
So there's a video
yeah.
online now at This Is iRadio. You can see it all. Try and get it to. I'm going to tag Liam and Noel and see if they see it and they might feel sorry for me. And they might give me a ticket.
They'll hear it though.
They'll hear it, yeah.
They'll hear it, yeah.
And failing that, I have another plan that I'll talk to you about tomorrow.
Okay.
Yeah.
I'm, do you know what? I've got to admire your
relentlessness. My kahunas.
Yeah.
I got big ones.
For this.
Yeah.
And it has me also trying to work on something for you, which I might have on Friday. But listen, you continue to try and get your ticket. So that didn't work. But you can see that video. Is that you singing in DID?
Yeah.
All right, okay.
You're dressed up like Liam Gallagher.
At This Is iRadio on Instagram. If you just missed it, Una's Wind Up Wednesday was her arriving into DID Electric and actually singing her rendition of DID's Electric Oasis style.
And the tail is just so gigantic. All right, I kid, and I need more time.
This was a selfish act.
It was selfish, but you know, it was for DID Electrical as well. I mean, I wrote a beautiful, beautiful song about
them. Did you get paid to go in there?
No, I wish.
No. Barbara's on the phone. It's not her real name. We're just disguising her because she's about to make some claims here. What do you think of Una singing?
It was beautiful. I have to admit that I think DID would be very proud to have that as their lingo.
Oh, God, Barbara, thanks so much. Yeah, they still didn't give me a ticket, though. They still didn't give me a ticket.
Yeah, she didn't get a ticket.
No.
Have you any hints or tips of how Una can get a ticket to the sold-out gig, the one that everybody wants tickets for?
Okay, so I heard a rumour. I'm not sure if it's true, but apparently groundskeepers and stewards that work in the Croke Park GAA get tickets for concerts and games. So it might be worth contacting some of those guys if you know anybody.
Oh my God, straight away now. What did you say? Groundskeepers?
The groundskeepers, yeah. You know, the guys that mow the lawn and, you know, keep the grass all cut and tidy up after the games, all those guys.
And the stewards who tell you where to sit.
Yeah, all those.
Do you know anyone in particular?
I know guys in my own area, but I don't know anybody who works in Croke Park itself, I'm afraid.
Okay.
Listen, thanks so much.
You can contact your local GAA and they might be able to put you in touch with them.
This is an excellent idea. Thank you so much, Barbara.
Yeah, really appreciate it. Listen, have an amazing day, all right?
And listen, you can catch my DID's Electric now at This Is iRadio. If you just want to, because you know the way you said it was beautiful and everything, you can just go on and listen.
Wonderful.
Thank you.
I'm not going to lie to you. The video is absolutely hilarious where you are channeling your inner Liam Gallagher.
Yeah.
Check it out at This Is iRadio. See you, Barbara.
Bye.
So, listen, come here. We will continue the hunt for you to get tickets, but I am working on something. But you continue to do what you're doing, all right? Don't get too excited. Oh. I'm just trying to use all my contacts, all my channels, all my vines towards what I can try and do, all right?
Okay.
But don't get excited about anything.
Miss the show?
No biggie.
We've rolled up all the best bits.
This is iMornings with Cooper and Una.
Breakfast rolled.
Still no tickets for Una, but I will encourage you to go and check out the video. It's absolutely hilarious. And keep an eye on our socials of what she's going to try next at This Is iRadio and iRadio.ie. It's time for a game of Truth or Trash.
Here we go.
All right, we are launching into Wednesday's edition of our favourite game. It's called Truth or Trash. This is where we have facts and we try and call each other out. You can send a WhatsApp very quickly, 087-110-207, if you think we are telling the truth or the trash. Donald Scally, off you go.
My fact today: the greatest distance walked by a person continuously balancing a milk bottle on the head is more than 80 miles.
80 miles? 50 kilometres.
No, that's more. 80 miles would be like 100 and...
Oh, what is
11
it?
110, 120 kilometres.
Can I hear the fact again, please,
yeah.
Donald?
Yeah. The greatest distance walked by a person continuously balancing a milk bottle on the head is more than 80 miles.
128 kilometres.
128 kilometres.
Yeah.
Wowzers, that's a lot of walking to be doing.
Balancing
a milk bottle on your head.
Can you still get glass milk bottles? Is that a thing?
I think you can, yeah.
Love it.
Do you remember, because the milkman used to deliver them.
And you used to have to put a wooden box over them so the birds wouldn't get the cream out the top.
Ooh, and the foil bit, yeah.
Mm. I'm going to say that's true.
You're locking that in, isn't it?
Locking it in.
It's a mad thing to do, like, and sure, why not? Like, to break a record and stuff, you have to come up, you have to be creative. I'm saying true as well.
You'd both be right. It was 80.96 miles, so basically 81, and it was set in 1998.
Wow.
So it's not been beaten since...
It's time for you to beat that, Una.
It's time for me to beat it.
Yeah.
I won't be able to balance anything, although I do have quite a flat head.
You do. Like,
I can actually balance a water bottle on my head.
I think it's even just a challenge, you walking 80 miles.
Yeah.
No. I'm a busy mum of twins. When am I going to get the chance to be walking 80 miles?
Bring them with you.
All right, I'll go. Shall
I? Go on.
Okay, so the Oasis concert coming up. I've been looking at the list of prohibited items that you cannot bring into Croke Park this weekend. Some of them are inflatable things, which is obvious, like an inflatable flamingo or anything like that. Novelty pool animals. Laser pointers, obviously. But there is... selfie sticks are not allowed. Umbrellas aren't allowed. And... battery-powered bubble machines aren't allowed. And one thing in particular is bags of uncooked pasta, because Noel Gallagher gets freaked out by the noise of them.
Why would anyone bring a bag of uncooked pasta to a concert?
Why like not?
What does it add?
Well, you know, you might get a little bit peckish. You go up,
any dry pasta.
A bit of a crunch in your mouth, yeah.
Do you remember when you'd get the spaghetti, you just munch on the dry spaghetti?
Oh, yeah. Mm. That was horrible, actually. Lovely. Why do we do that?
I know, but it was the thing that we did when we were kids, when we listened to Oasis when we were kids, you know?
Yeah, we
so
did.
Yeah, so it freaks out Noel. He doesn't like it. And it's on the list of prohibited items. Truth or trash? What are you
trash.
Saying?
Trash.
I don't think he hates pasta that much. I'm going to say trash, yeah.
You locking that in?
Yeah.
Locking that in.
It is true.
What?
What? Sorry,
lying?
No, it's trash.
Yeah,
it's trash. What a fun fact, though.
Yeah, it was.
Okay.
Funny guy.
Chihuna. Okay.
So, in the mid-90s, Liam Gallagher got barred from the local chipper in Charlestown in County Mayo for shouting and roaring that curry chips were a disgrace to the potato, right?
Yeah.
So himself and his cousin Diggsy got in a big fight,
yeah,
because Diggsy obviously loves curry chips.
Loves them.
So, but Liam managed to get back a week after that into the chipper because he apologised and he wrote a song about the local chippy and the fight called Diggsy's Dinner.
The way your mind works is very creative.
Yeah.
Have you got it?
I have it. Now about curry cheese chips in a fight in Charlestown Chipper. Dixie's Dinner.
Yeah.
Yeah. You're welcome.
Okay. Dixie's Dinner. I always wondered what it was about.
Curry cheese chips, my friend. Curry cheese chips for my cheese. See?
Yeah.
Yeah.
Pick up at 3:30. Yeah, they're good.
Yeah.
Wow.
Could be true. I just don't think it is. No.
I'm saying that's true.
Okay.
Yeah, yeah. Because, you know, the Gallagher brothers did go to Charlestown on their summer holiday bops.
Yeah.
And they would have frequented looking for curry cheese chips.
Yeah, I'm actually going to call a couple of chippers in Charlestown after this. I want to talk to them.
So
if you're a chipper in Charlestown, 087-110-2107. No, I want to talk to people in Charlestown and see what the mood is like on the ground in Charlestown at the moment where the two boys used to go.
Hankering for curry chips.
Because you want a delivery,
All right, locking it in. True.
Trash. Locked.
It's true.
Is it?
No, it's not. No, it's not.
Happened?
But it should be true because it's a really good fact.
People turn to the radio to they trust Josuna.
I know, but wasn't that like do you know what? It could have happened.
No, you're right. It could have happened.
Like, I don't know if he's got a cousin called Diggsy from Charlestown, but maybe he does. Who am I to say he doesn't?
Genuinely, I thought that was the real part.
Yeah. No. He does have the song Diggsy's Dinner, but I don't know if it's about his cousin and curry cheese chips.
Okay. Yeah. That was fun.
Thank you.
I really enjoyed that.
Yeah.
Missed the show? No biggie. We've rolled up all the best bits.
This is iMornings with Cooper and Una.
Breakfast rolled.
This was so much fun, this part of the show. I brought an incident that happened to me yesterday at home where I got locked in the bathroom because of a robot vacuum cleaner. And then I was just like, hey, I need a name for the vacuum cleaner.
Yesterday, I was taken a bit back because I got trapped and held hostage in my own home.
What?
Yeah, I got held hostage in my own toilet. I could not get out of the toilet for maybe a few minutes because we got one of those vacuum mop robots and it decided to do the hallway outside the toilet while I decided to go in there, and it was up against the door, so I couldn't disturb it. I couldn't get out
the
door.
You usually take so long in the toilet anyway that the robot probably knew that he'd have plenty of time.
It even spritz under the door.
No, it does not. So this is very notion-y, I have to say.
Excuse me, there's nothing notiony about it. Listen,
it's notiony. This is very you. This is very Stephen Cooper.
This is probably, you know, apart from getting trapped in the toilet for a few minutes, I didn't mind, because this is possibly the best thing that we have ever got. And do you know what? Robots are here. We have to accept them. There's AI technology. It goes around the room. It sweeps, it vacuums, and it mops. It empties itself. It cleans itself.
How much does she charge an hour?
You're not renting her out.
No way
you're renting her out.
I know, it sounds cool.
It is the best thing ever. And you know what? If you're ever thinking about getting a vacuum robot, just do it. I'm now thinking of getting one for the garden.
Are you joking me?
No, deadly serious. I'm like, go. Do you know what?
To cut the grass, like?
Cut the grass.
Is that not kind of dangerous, though?
No. Why is it dangerous?
Because if it decided to go rogue.
It's not going to go
and
rogue.
It, you know.
No, not going to go
and
rogue.
It's sharp. You don't know.
You know, it's not going to go rogue.
So you have the fancy schmancy robot that does. You see, that's just pure laziness out of you now, if you don't mind me saying.
It's not. Because we need to vacuum and mop so often. You got three dogs living on a farm. It needs to happen. The robot every evening just goes, here I go, guys. Out I go.
And you have to vacate the room.
No. You can just.
It goes around you.
Goes around you. It does your own business. But you can use your Alexa and you can use your phone to do quick cleanups or get it to follow you just in case somebody spills something, and you say here, but it's like vac robot.
I'm so jealous. I'm sorry. I'm so jealous. I need this in my life.
You can actually go up to it and hold your foot in front of it, and it'll say all right, and it'll follow you and then stand where you wanted to mop up. It's just amazing.
It's like a little pet.
But here's the thing, Una. We need a name for it, because robot vac just ain't cutting for any of us.
Is that what you're calling it, robot vac?
That's what it's called, and that's what it's called on Alexa.
And is that
well.
What it answered to, robot
yeah,
vac?
Yeah, but you can change the name of it.
Oh, you got to change the name, man.
Yeah, if you want to call it Bridey, you can call it Bridey.
But Bridey's a good name.
Not a bad name.
Not a bad name.
Yeah. So, 087-1102-107.
Mrs. McSuckett. What are you laughing at?
I did not expect that.
Mrs. McSuckett.
How do you think that's going to go down?
But that's what you do.
I'm in the kitchen. I go, Alexa, Mrs. McSuckett. Well, sorry, what's for dinner? Okay, 087.
McMoppy. I don't know.
I love it. Okay. 087-1102-107. We need a name for our our amazing robot. Miss McSuckett is so far my favourite. I was telling you the tale, Lunar. Me woes that me vacuum cleaner locked me into the toilet, blocked me in there while I was doing the thing. But it's a robot. Who can blame it? It's on a schedule.
Yeah, it's a robot vacuum that does the mopping and
cleans itself.
It sweeps, it mops. It's just amazing.
Amazing.
I'm super jealous. So we need to name it, and loads of messages coming in. Lisa Andrahada says suck and shine. Sarah says Sir sucks a lot. Emer says Dustin Bieber. Very
Dustin
clever.
Bieber. Yes, now we're talking.
And Lorraine in Offaly says Mopra Winfrey. That's so good. Oprah, Mopra, Mop.
Yeah.
Mopra Winfrey.
Dustin Bieber's my favourite.
Dustin Bieber's excellent.
All right, okay. I was telling Una the story about we got I'm going to call it a toy. It's now an essential household item. Like, never mind your air fryers. It's all about the robot vacuum cleaners that go around your gaff and absolutely clean it up and mop as well at the same time. And the suction gets stronger when it gets to the carpet and the rugs.
I'm very jealous. I want one of these.
Unbelievable. We need a name for our little robot, because it's just called Robot Vac.
So your favourite so far, Dustin Bieber?
Dustin Bieber.
How do you like this? Moptimus Prime.
Oh my God. Yes! I'm loving that. This came in from Ed. And Ed, you're an absolute icon on 087-1102-107. You should 100% get a robot mower, because we're now thinking get one for the garden now as well. I have a Segway one the last 3 years, and it's the best investment ever. I called mine. You ready? Jason Momoa.
Oh my God, that's amazing. Hats off. Round of applause, bull
Jason,
applause.
With that type of brain, I need you to come up with a name for my little vacuum. What are you saying?
You could call it Suck Norris.
Suck Norris!
Hey, like it. Yeah.
Very good.
Morning.
Morning.
You should call the vacuum Suck My Dust.
Oh my God. Did somebody listen to that before it went out, just to make sure that they said dust? That was very close.
Sinead Galway says Floorgasm 3000.
That's just rude, Sinead.
Not really. Obi-Wan, clean Obi.
Oh, Star Wars references.
Star Wars enthusiasts.
Oh,
Obi-Wan from Aidan and Leitrim. There's another one from Sean in Athlone. Dust Vader.
Yes.
Yeah.
Oh, anything with the droids related, like C-3PO or R2-D2.
Mm-hmm.
Right, get you thinking, that's on.
Vacuum-a-thermin.
Brilliant.
Very good.
Missed the show? No biggie. We've rolled up all the best bits.
This is iMornings with Cooper and Una.
Breakfast rolled.
Thank you so much for listening to our fun that we get up to every day here on iRadio, 7 till 10am. Join us weekday mornings, Monday to Friday. And thank you so much for hitting subscribe and follow. If you haven't done that, please do it, because you get notified when there's a new podcast up, just like right now. Right, go enjoy the rest of the sunshine.
Don't forget to follow, rate and roll again tomorrow.
Cooper and Una, live weekday mornings from 7 on iRadio.